Nidarim Chaf Hey Amud Beis, starting with the Mishnah on top. We're going to talk now about Nidre Shgagos. These are Nidarim, vows that the person was unintentional. So Nidre Shgagos, Im Achalti, Im Shasisi, right? This is an example going back to the opening Mishnah in the Perek. The person will take a sweater like this. This kicker, this loaf of bread is going to be also to me like a korban if I ate or I drank. Right? But Nizkar, the guy remembered, Sh'ochel v'shosa. Yeah, he did eat. He did drink. Or a case of him verse 6 and that is, I did like this kicker is going to be also to me, Shani oichel v'shani shosa. If I will eat, I will drink. V'shochel, like I forget, v'ochel v'shosa. And then he goes ahead and he eats or he drinks. Another case, Amar Konim Ishti Nehenes Li, She Ganba Es Kisi, Vehiksa Es Bani. My wife's also getting hung off me because she stole my wallet and she hit my son. Vinoda, and then it becomes known, Shelo Hikatu, she didn't hit the kid. Vinoda Shelo Ganba, she didn't steal his wallet. So he took the netter, but it was a shogig. It was on, he didn't know it. He had a false assumption. Continues now other cases of Nidre Shgagos. Raw Osun Oichlin Te'enim. The guy sees people eating in his courtyard some figs. Va'almar, and he says, Hare Aleichem Korban. Right? I don't want to do this. So he says, those figs are going to be awesome to you like a Korban. Oh, the Nimsin that comes out, Aviv Achiv. It was his father, it was his brother, Ha'imohen Acherim. They were in that group. And there were other people as well. So he certainly didn't have a kavana to usher his father and his brother from eating the te'enim. So what's the din by this? Beishamai omrim hein mutarim. The father and the brother are allowed to eat the figs. Uma she'imohim, but the other guys who are with them, the strangers, asurim. They're going to be usher to eating them. Ubeisilo omrim, the Beisilo says, elu be'elu mutarim. That both the father and the brother and the other people are also going to be allowed to eat. So what's the svar behind the machloikis over here between the base Shammai and the base Hillel? So the Mefarish explains the three lines before it gets where it was at skinny. Beishamai omrim heimat mutarim aviv v'achi bilvad. They make a split and say only the father and his brother can eat the figs. Umashi imohim asurim, the rest of the people are with him. Why? Because the Beis Shammai says, Nedesh hutter mixoso, nel hutter kulo. Once you've released part of the neder, that doesn't mean that the whole thing is gone, just the part you released, right? Ktsas is taken away, but the rest of it still stands. Beis Hillel sovri, the Beis Hillel argues and says, no, Nedesh hutter mixoso, hutter kulo, right? That once you've been unreleased part of it, then the whole thing, it's a package deal. You can't split it. Okay, so let's see the Gemara now. Tana. We learned as follows. Keshem shenidre shkagos mutarin, just like nidre shkagos or mutarin, kach shavua shkagos mutaros. So too, then the shavua that was taken accidentally is going to be mutar. Hey chidami, what's the case shavua shkagos? What's the case? Kigon Rav Kahana and Rav Asi. So they were having a machloikis about what was the halacha. Hadein Omer, one of them says, Shavuasa dehochi Omer Rav. I take a shavu that this is what Rav said. But Hadein Omer, the other one says, Shavuasa dehochi Omer Rav. And I say, no, this is shavu that this is what Rav said. This is Rav's opinion. They're each taking a shavua properly because in their mind they think they're saying the truth. They're not going to take a false shavua thinking that they thought that's really what Rav said. Okay, now the Gemara is going to explain about the Mishnah was talking about. Ra'a osan oichlin. If you saw the person was eating, so Tanan Hasam, we learned over there, Samach Vavam Aleph, Posachin Bishbasos V'yamim Tovim. Meaning if a person took a nether, not going to eat a certain type of food, so we say, well, no, they didn't. We didn't have in mind Shabbos or Yom Tov, right? They didn't want to include those things. That's a Pesach. But Rishona Hayomim, originally, they used to say like this. Osun Hayomim Mutarim, those other days, meaning the days of Shabbos and Yom Tov, right, which he didn't mean to include, that's going to be Mutar. Shar Kol Hayomim Asurim. But the other days, it's going to be also for him to eat. That's where Rabbi Kiva believed, until Rabbi Kiva came and taught everybody, Nedesh Hutta Mixoso Hutta Kulo, that once you partially take away the neder, the whole thing falls apart. So therefore, he's allowed to eat this food that he ushered himself, we use Shabbos and Yom Tov as the Pesach, and he can eat it on the other days as well. Amar Rabba. So Rabba said, Kuli Alma, everybody in the Mishnah, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, Kol Heichad Amar, anytime when the guy would say like this, Ilu Hayisi Odeya, if I would have known, Sha'aba Bein Eichem, that my father was with you guys, Hayisi Yom, I would have stated it differently. Here's how I would have formulated my statement. Kulichem Asurun Chutz Me'aba, all of you guys are osur to eat my figs, except for my father. The Kulahayin Asurun V'aviv Mutar. In that case, everyone would agree that if he said, if he formulated the lashon that way, then they all be also and his father be fine. The nechliku, the machlokes is only about the following case. El v'omer, if a guy said, ilu ha'isi yodeya sh'aba b'neichem, had I known that my father was with you, ha'isi yomor said the following, ploni uploni asurin v'aba mutter. So-and-so, meaning all the other people, you guys are osur, and my father is mutter to eat these. So how's this brought down in halacha? In Yoredeya Reish Lamed Beis, Mechaber says, Vav, Nidreish Gogo is Ketzad. What's the example that we saw in the Mishnah? Omer Konem Alai Kikar Zeh, this loaf of bread to me, Osri, Yimichalti, Vashasisi, if I ate, if I drank, Vinizkir Sha'ocha Vashas, and he remembers, oh, I did eat, I did drink. O Imoichel, Vashte, if he did eat and he did drink, Vashach, maybe he took them down, he's not going to eat and drink, right? And then he forgot, he did eat and did drink. It was a shogig when he said this, like his again, he's talking many times, that his heart and his mind and his mouth were not in sync. If he knew this, he wouldn't have made this neder. Ain't a neder. It's not binding. Similarly, my wife is awesome. She stole my purse. She hit my son. She didn't steal. I'm not going to marry this girl. She's unattractive. And she was, really turns out that she was attractive. If he would have known that she was pleasant, he wouldn't have made such a neder. So then it does count. And what's interesting is the Taz over here brings that this is pointing out a different halacha later on in the Siman, that it says like this, Lefi she'ein derech ha'kura la'asos yotha. Right? Someone who's unattractive doesn't automatically change and become attractive, right? Just, I guess that's how they are. But there's a difference in the case later on, Sif Yutes, Bemes Avia, O Asa Tshuva. So that case over there, and Yutes is talking about where a guy says, I'm not going to marry this girl because of her father's big Russia. But then her father passes away, or the father did tshuva. So then, in that case, we understand that was the condition that was the only reason he was going to marry her is because of her father's. But if her father's status changes for whatever reason, then she would become mutter to him. The next halacha in Zion, v'chein imra merachok anoshim oichlim perusav. He sees from far away the people eating his food. V'lo hikir, he doesn't recognize who it is. Amar hare heimachleichem kikorban. That food that you guys are eating, it's like a korban, it's also to you. Shekor Revelehin, he comes closer. Rosh Sheheim Aviv O'achiv, it's his father or his brother. Shlohai Yotzel Asr Alehem. You don't want to asr them on them. So ain't a neder. It's not the valid neder. Afal pi Shlopirish Kaven. Pirish, didn't speak it out, but Kaven Shehadavr Mochiach. It's obvious from the umdan is, you never would have said such a thing. She'ein Adam Oser Perosav Al Aviv Va'achim. He's not going to prevent his father from eating his food. Afila Nimsu Imaim Zorim, the Kaven Shebotel Haneder Eitel Aviv Va'achiv Botel Gam Eitel Achirim. So that's the sfora we saw. The one we say that part of it becomes mutter, the entire nether falls away.